Guys, it's time to talk some RHOP. You know, we've been so focused on RHOBH and RHONY around here. Let's show Potomac some love. At the beginning of last season, when I had Giselle on the show, I asked her, you know, do you think Potomac is the quote unquote ugly stepchild of the franchise? Do you think it doesn't get the respect that it deserves? And Giselle said, absolutely yes. But here we are. Welcome to season five. And then we had season five. And this whole thing with Candace and Monique was heard around the world. The ratings were phenomenal. And Potomac, I think, finally got the respect it deserved. Giselle came back at the beginning of this season, season six. And I said, do you think Potomac now gets the respect it deserves? And she said, fuck yes. We have invited DJ Richie Sky on Patreon today. Richie is basically boots on the ground in the DMV area. He's been doing what I do in a different format. He is a consultant on Fox Entertainment, and he has his own stellar YouTube channel, which I'm putting the link in the bio here. And he knows a lot of the Potomac ladies. So we break down this season of Potomac. Do we think it's great? Do we think it's good? What do we think about the fact that where the ratings on New York have basically plummeted? I mean, no shade. That's a fact. Numbers don't lie. That's why I love freaking numbers. They don't lie. Potomac is doing really well. You know, it has not slipped. It's holding its own. And what do we think of this season? I mean, Wendy, I guess, remembers that she's a professor, kind of. She certainly has the glow up. Not that you can't have both, but I mean, now we're making candles and we forgot that we are a political commentator. We talk about Giselle, half the green-eyed bandit. I mean, is she causing trouble again? Robin, I get into some things about what Giselle said to me when we had our little interview off camera, off air about Robin. We talk about Ashley, is Mia coming in hot? And we talk about, I think we have a new comedic genius amongst us, the Grand Dame. Karen is giving me total Luann De Lesseps vibes, and I explain why. So head on over to Patreon. Richie and I break down Potomac this season thus far, and we have a lot to talk about. Here are some clips, guys.
That's, in my mind, that's impossible.
Right.
Because that's all I tend to hear about Robin. You know, I think that Robin has great potential as a housewife. I think that should she ever get out of Giselle's shadow, a place where she willingly puts herself, then I feel like she would actually thrive a bit more, because she really has some, she has some very catty comebacks. You know, her dynamic with Karen is very thick and layered and interesting. And I try to understand where they will ever fall on the friendship spectrum.
So that's good. A good start. Yeah, it's a good start. Now, let's move on to someone else who I don't really understand this person either. This is a more controversial statement. I get it that she brings a whole thing with her. I don't really understand Ashley as a housewife. I never did. I honestly don't. That's just me. I just don't get it. She's gotten better. She's calm. She's gotten something. I'm starting to get a little, I just don't get it.
I'm going to make a comparison, but it's not a good comparison. And I already know that. But I think what there was an attempt to do was, remember when they brought in Gretchen?
To the OC?
To the OC. And she was the new, hot, young, married to the older guy type of girl before there was an Erica Jane, right?
Yes.
I almost feel like there was an attempt to bring in Ashley to be the new, young, fun girl who is married to the older guy and show that dynamic when it is brought into a group of friends who are all about etiquette and society and how society sees them from an outside perspective. So I felt like when we first saw her introduced on the show, that was her purpose for being on the show. And watching the Karens and the Charisses react to this wild, bubbly, fun young girl, and how will she fit into this group?
Well, now that you say it like that, that makes total sense. First of all, if they wanted to get rid of Candace, they would have, because they had the
perfect, would have just gotten rid of her.
They had the perfect chance to. Like, yeah. But yeah, I think they're purposely just like, just have your music career. And this is not, season's not about you. Okay. Now let's get into three people that need a minute. I think these three need a little bit more. I've got more to say about these particular three. So let's talk first about, we'll talk about Mia first.
Okay, let's talk about her.
We like her as an addition. You guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job, and I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body, and I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water, and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar, and my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE.
I do. I like her. And I like her because I just don't think she cares or she knows what to care about. Because I feel like it is a situation where she's going on the show and she's being ultra transparent, which will either work for her or it will work against her. And right now, I think from the audience perspective, it seems to be working for her because...
Speaking of people that change, and I'm telling you, she was here last season, at the end of last season, and she was confused and making sense of it all. And I said, don't go change. Oh, I won't, David, and blah, blah, blah. This happened in December during the reunion of Potomac. And she didn't even, and I really was authentic. I mean, she was confused about a lot of things when I spoke to Dr. Wendy the first time. Just, you know, not really dumb, but just, you know, like.
Yeah, trying to figure it out.
And she wasn't playing the game. She was like almost too nice during our interview. Like I actually, when I feel that like you're a nice person, I do tend to tread a little more lightly. Like when Candace came on, I'm like, game on, like, let's go. Cause you can handle this. And she was ready to rumble. And I'm like, let's do it. With Wendy, I was just like, you're a nice woman. And like, I don't know. So I guess she watched it. I guess she left my interview and went and read the handbook and was like, so this is what it takes to get to the, like, this is how, okay, I got invited back. And I don't know. So talk to me about Wendy, because I mean, we have lots going on here.
It is funny that you say that. And I think a lot of us noticed her second season glow up, so to speak.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was pressure from, you know, having to be on television all the time and, you know, or maybe something that she had always wanted to do, but it just coincidentally, the timing of the upgrade in time for the show and the season to start. And Giselle even makes a comment about it in this coming week's preview for this episode. She talks about this new Wendy and how Wendy's just showing her body. And, you know, it just seems so very different from the Wendy from before. And I do think that there is something to be said for having a glow up moment. But I do also feel as though there is more of a performative aspect to her persona on camera this season.
Now, speaking of the Grande Dame, I mean, I think I just love saying the Grande Dame as much as Miss Huger loves saying hot box and sing sing and all sorts of other things. I don't know. I'm so blown away by Karen's humor this season. I don't know. I'm like having a moment over here, guys. Anyway, what a fun conversation, right? We love Richie. Head on over to Patreon. We are breaking down Potomac today. And after you listen, I want to hear everyone's comments. I love when you guys leave comments there about what you think of each season. So head on over and enjoy this episode.